WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS Tel Aviv last night celebrating the Gaza peace deal. President Trump will be addressing Israel's parliament tomorrow. CBS's Linda Gradstein reports.
President's four-hour visit to Israel could coincide with the release of the 20 living hostages from Gaza who were set to be freed early Monday.
Low-lying areas along the Atlantic coast bracing for the possibility of major flooding with a big nor'easter headed its way. A state of emergency is in effect in New Jersey. And in Greenberg, New York, this resident has
batteries, extra candles, flashlights, just in case lights go.
A federal appeals court this weekend ruled that while President Trump can federalize National Guard troops sent to Illinois, he cannot deploy them. More from CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
This is another in a number of decisions that have come quickly in the battle between whether or not President Trump has the power to federalize and deploy the National Guard against the wishes of state governors.
CBS News Brief, I'm Vicki Barker.
540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
For Civic Media News, I'm Charlotte Pittman. Some messages say the radical left Democrat shutdown. Others just mention a lapse in funding. Legal experts are warning that some of the messages about the federal government shutdown may violate the Hatch Act. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Public News Service has more.
As Washington continues to bombard the public with political rhetoric about the government shutdown, some law experts argue these messages could be breaking a law put in place to prohibit political sway by the executive branch. The Hatch Act prevents officials from using their authority to politicize the federal workplace, and it ensures nonpartisan administration of government programs. Delaney Marsco with Campaign Legal Center says things like government websites displaying messages that blame one political party for the government shutdown are skirting the line of Hatch Act violations.
Specifically mentioning a political party, kind of targeting a political party, does come a little bit closer to that definition of what political activity is.
About 18,000 federal government employees in Wisconsin could be impacted by the shutdown and potential layoffs. A recent Gallup poll shows only 1 in 3 Americans trust the federal government to act in society's best interests, regardless of political affiliation.
The whole ethics system, from like conflicts of interest law to the Hatch Act, all of that exists to try and create an ecosystem where political coercion doesn't exist.
Marsco says she's concerned about the systemic dismantling of these ethics guardrails, pointing to the firing of inspectors general or threats to defund oversight offices as examples.
The more awareness the public has about the guardrails that are in place, they can hopefully understand that it doesn't have to be this way.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
More news anytime at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers win the series. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Cubs 3-1 in Game 5 to win the Divisional Championship Series. They'll host the Dodgers tomorrow night in Game 1 of the NL Championship. Pat Murphy on the Brewers able to win a playoff series.
After last year, that was the wild card series. We won the division. Mets were hot. They came back and beat us, all right, at the last inning. They were shell-shocked. We were all shell-shocked to see the room then, and I just said, hey, guys, somehow this is going to help us. And what I think it did is galvanize the group. And then, you know, we've been talking about Uke all year long, and it may sound corny to some, but if you lived it the way we did, you know, Uke's presence was here, and they didn't want to let him down.
Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
I mean, I'm disappointed. I'm sad. You know, I think this team did a lot to honor the Chicago Cub uniform. What did we do wrong tonight? That's kind of what you guys are stuck on. Why couldn't we get anything going? You know, so it's hard to get past that right now.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Milwaukee's home for Matinee on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mixture of sunshine and clouds today and pleasant with highs in the mid-60s. A partly cloudy sky for tonight, lows to the mid-50s. And on Monday, mostly cloudy, a slight shower chance, highs upper 60s to 70. It's 55 right now.
Hey, it's Downtown Donnie Brown. On This Week in Waukesha, we are acting locally, thinking globally, with Don Levine and Neil George of Waukesha Resist talking about their their big demonstration coming up at Cutler Park on October 18th. Plus more about local politics and all the things that are important to us.
This Week in Waukesha, a weekly podcast presentation of 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Find the podcast at waukradio.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight from HBO's Task, I welcome Jamie McShane and comedian and host of the WGN Morning Show, Mike Toomey. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Good morning, everybody. We're back. So are you, apparently. Yeah, we'll be here till high noon today on most of these civic media radio stations. I'm Lou Regani, your host for the Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Music of the Stars, and today a little bit about our loyal companion, the moon. Was that a supermoon yesterday and day before? I don't think so. Others say yes, it was at its fullest, brightest, most dazzling, especially toward evening, shining the biggest since, somebody said, 1946. Who's counting? A lot of people across the planet enjoyed that evening because the evening was really worth it. Poets talk about the moon, not Venus, the goddess of love. Shakespeare, he mentions a lovely, romantic, moonlit night. Well, there's something haunting about it anyway. Oh, haunting. There's that word again for October. The Music of the Stars. The Civic Media Radio Network and the Music of the Stars. Wanted to say, welcome WZTI, Milwaukee, to the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're all dressed up to go dreaming. Now don't tell me I'm wrong. And what a night to go dreaming.
mind if I tag along? Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your hair. You certainly know the right thing to wear. Moonlight becomes you. I'm thrilled at the sight, and I could get so romantic tonight. You're all dressed up to go dreaming. Now don't you tell me I'm wrong. What a night to go dreaming. Mind if I tag along? And if I say I love you, I want you to know it's not just because there's moonlight, although moonlight becomes you so.
Our buddy, the moon, a loyal companion, never goes away. It's always watching. That's why there's a face on there, it seems, anyway. What kind of a face is it? Just craters. From eons old asteroid strikes. There, I ruined it, didn't I? Francis Albert Sinatra right there, Johnny Burke, Jimmy Van Heusen, and Nelson Riddle. I mentioned Shakespeare, didn't I? I found a quote. Here it goes. How sweet the moonlight sleeps upon this bank. Here will we sit and let the sounds of music creep in our ears. Soft stillness and the night become the touches of sweet harmony. Boy, that guy could write. Thank you. Doris Day.
It came from nowhere the night that we met. 'Twas like a melodious plea, sweet moon sound. That wasn't meant for me. Why is it always reminding me of a love dream that never could be? Sweet moon sound, that wasn't meant for me. To my heart, riding on a moonbeam from above. Sorrow ended and the whole world blended in a rhapsody of love. Then I heard him sing to somebody else what I thought was my melody. Sweet moon sound, that wasn't meant for me.
Sam Coslow wrote that. Paul Weston and his music from Hollywood with Doris Day. Ted Nash on alto sax. The music of the stars.
Wonder where the imaginary will take us this time.
Now you can put a dream you dream into images on the screen so easily.
Hey, isn't that me? It's my face on the moon. How did it get there?
With the magic of morphing pictures. You can do that now with your computer. And play around and do amazing things with the software. Two guys created together. Eric Winger and Ed Spiegel. Do a Google and see what they're up to. You and I Software, it was called. I'll do that. Yeah, you can take any image and distort it any way you want. Just wander around. Wonder how this would look as a background for the evening news. Crazy idea. The Democrats telling us what they want.
Yeah.
The Republicans tell us what they want.
Yeah.
And of course the independent wanting what they want.
Too far out.
All in front of
it'll never happen.
The background that you're looking at. Of a wandering eye in a wandering space. Like a dream that dreamers dream. Sometimes I dream that we'll never get back to the moon. That was special. That was some time ago. NASA? Are you going to get back to the moon? Back to the moon?
A flight to the moon.
You should. You left some stuff up there, remember?
On gossamer wings.
Not only a footprint. You could go back and see the man in the moon.
There he is.
Maybe take a look at the dark side.
There he is.
NASA? NASA, are you here? Do you hear me? NASA?
NASA.
Let's go back to the moon.
Let's go back, NASA.
Sometime soon.
Get your suits.
You left a lot of stuff back there.
With the oxygen.
Maybe you can take a look at the dark side next time.
Allegheny moon, I need your light to help me find romance tonight. So shine, shine, shine on tonight. Allegheny moon, your silver beams can lead the way to golden dreams. So shine, 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 shine. High among the stars, so bright above, the magic of your lamp of love can make him mine. Allegheny moon, it's up to you. Please see what you can do for me and for my one and only love.
Allegheny moon. So shine, shine, shine.
The stars so bright above, the magic of your lamp of love can make him mine. Allegheny moon, it's up to you. Please see what you can do. And for my one and only love, shine on me tonight, Allegheny moon.
Patty Page, The Singing Rage.
Are you tired of summer nights in Maine? Do you yawn when they speak of sunny Spain? Could you live without ever seeing old Rangoon? Then come with me and let's go swinging on the moon. Have you had enough of London fog? New York snow and California smog? Would you say arrivederci to Rome in June? Then fly with me and let's go swinging on the moon. Let's have a honeymoon on the moon, honey. Far from the bustle of the crowd. And if your mother asks why the moon, honey, just tell her your feller has gone interstellar. Grab your hat and we'll head up in the blue, in a little rocket built for two. Baby, we're gonna blast off, and before we're through, we'll leave the cares that we know on terra firma below, while we go singing and swinging on the moon. On the moon, honey, far from that noisy earth below. And if your folks ask about our house, honey, tell Mater and Pater we live in a crater. We're really gonna enjoy a life of ease, living on moonlight cocktails and green cheese. Mr. and Mrs. Space Commuter, if you please, and in a few years we might produce our own satellite, while we go singing and swinging on the moon. Swinging on the moon, moonlight cocktail, I wished on the moon, sweet moon song. How high the moon, don't let that moon get away, blue moon. Velvet moon, no moon at all, moonlight in Vermont. Oh, you crazy moon, the moon was yellow. We're singing and swinging, we're singing and a swinging and a swinging on the moon.
The Mel Torme, he wrote that himself and did the music too. Swinging from Chicago and Shakespeare Elementary School, Mel Torme. Mommy, what's a moon?
Since you were a baby, how I've babied you. Now you're not a baby, and it makes me blue. Don't you let that moonlight take advantage of your heart. You're stepping out tonight. Do not let your heart grow weak. Just remember that's the moon, my son. She may thrill you to the skies with the moonlight in her eyes, but moonlight fades away when night is done. You may kiss her if you can, but be careful. She's really very nice.
she's the one. But if she can reach your heart, even when you're far apart, then that's not the moon, that's love, my son. Maybe she's really very nice, maybe you'll dream of shoes and rice, Sonny, but you must know for sure she is the one.
Sammy Gallup wrote that. Andrew Sisters, obviously. Art Castle and his Castles in the Air Orchestra. The Music of the Star. Have you noticed the happy birthday to Dick Van Dyke stuff all over the internet? I don't know who started that, but it caught on like wildfire. Dick's birthday is not till December 13th, 2 months and a day from today. We'll do a tribute to Dick on that day, or the day closest to, right here on the Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Speaking of network, our latest station of the network, WZTI Milwaukee. And boy, we got a Halloween show for you. I don't know if it's good or bad, but the adults have stolen that holiday from the kiddies. The Music of the Stars. Join us on Facebook. That's Eric Coates with Summer Afternoon. What a nice thought. The Music of the Stars. Benny Goodman. Next up, the King of Swing. Thank you.
and I'm just a girl. Mama, oh mama, I'm counting up to ten. I always do that when my brain starts to whirl. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. I can't go on. My heart is gone.
Leon Redbone.
The night was mighty dark, so you could hardly see, 'cause the moon refused to shine. There's a couple sitting neath the willow tree for love they pine. Little Mary was kind of afraid of dark, so she said, I think I'll go. Boy began to sigh, looked up at the sky, and told the moon his little tale of woe, woe, shine on, shine on harvest moon up in the sky. I ain't had no love since January, February, June, July.
Disappeared from sight, and there's no moon at all.
a sound. It's so dark, even Fido is afraid to bark. What a perfect chance to park, and there's no law. If you need atmosphere for inspiration, dear, one kiss will make it clear that tonight is right, and bright moonlight might interfere. No moon at all up above, this is nothing like they told us of. Just to think we fell in love, and there's no moon at all. If you need atmosphere for inspiration, dear, one kiss will make it clear that tonight is right, and bright moonlight might interfere. No moon at all up above, this is nothing like they told us of. Just to think we fell in love, and there's no moon at all.
Julie London. And before that, Shine on Harvest Moon from Broadway and later movies. Everybody knows that song, wouldn't you say? Jack Norworth wrote that with Nora Bays. The music of the stars. Here's Tony.
I wished on the moon for something I never knew. Wished on the moon for more than I ever knew. A sweeter rose, a softer sky, an April day that would not dance away. I begged of a star to throw me a beam or two. Wished on a star and asked for a dream or two. I looked for every loveliness, it all came true. I wished on the moon for a star to throw me a beam or two. Wished on a star and asked for a dream or two. I looked for every loveliness, it all came true. Wished on the moon for you.
Ralph Ranger wrote that. Ralph Sharon at the keyboard, that's his accompanist. And put together an orchestra for that recording session.
Venetian blind, or I lose my mind.
Joe Stafford.
Black at the moon. because that ruin of a moon brings back you. Wipe out the stars from my sight. Pull down the window shade, 'cause I'm so afraid. Tear out the sky, please do. Because the stars in the sky bring back you. It stop every street, every shop, the mailman, the cop, your mom and your pop, a hayride, a sleigh ride, a beach, each brings to mind a smile, your face and your style. So wipe out the night that we met. Take back each memory, just let me forget. My dream, and then let heaven black out the moon and the stars in the sky, or take me back again. Let heaven black out the moon and the stars in the sky, or take me back.
Glenn Miller. He wrote that as an exercise for the orchestra, and then Sammy Gallup put lyrics to it. It's the music of the stars and Moonlight Serenade. Claude Debussy and the Swingle Singers. Ward Swingle. There are lyrics to this. This isn't them. the music of the stars, Ted Heath and the orchestra from England. Here's music Milwaukee style, the High Lows. Gene Peerling and the High Lows.
Stars are bright, time for meditation. As the shadows fall, I think of you. Memories light my imagination. End of the night becomes a strange interlude. Moonlight mood, when twilight is ending, you're in my moonlight mood, and our hearts are blending. There comes the same old glow that we used to know long ago. You appear moonlight. There you are. You're as lovely as ever. You vow by every star to love me forever. Although you're far away, we meet in my solitude. You are mine.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
CBS News Brief. With the fragile peace deal holding, hundreds of thousands of Palestinians are returning to Gaza City and to scenes of devastation.
My house, which I built 40 years ago, was gone in a moment. All my brothers are gone, my nephews too. What's left in the world? Even death is better than the struggle we are
in. President Trump co-chairs a peace summit in Egypt tomorrow, also the day the remaining Israeli hostages, living and dead, are to be turned over in return for the release of Hamas prisoners held in Israeli jails. New Orleans has a new mayor, Councilmember Helena Moreno, taking up the challenge.
While some may see a broken city, I actually see so many solutions.
And tributes are pouring in for Diane Keaton, Woody Allen Muse, who first made her name in his film Annie Hall.
That got her the Oscar and made her a fashion icon with her gender-bending wardrobe.
CBS's Matt Wolf. Keaton was also a photographer, author, and director. She was 79. No cause of death given. CBS News Brief. I'm Vicki Barker.